As we begin the first full week in January 2025, on today's Monday edition of Farm Time, information from recent congressional action, which includes some numbers. In addition to the Farm Bill extension through September 30th of this year, the American Relief Act of 2025, recently passed by Congress, contains $9.8 billion in market relief payments for 20 covered crops. According to an analysis by the Food and Ag Policy Research Institute, FAPRI, the top 10 states based on estimated total payments for corn, soybeans, wheat, cotton, sorghum, rice, barley, oats, and peanuts are, number one, Texas, $963 million, primarily, according to this information, because of its status as the largest cotton producer. Iowa, number two, $846 million, with strong support for corn and soybean farmers. Illinois is next at $790 million. Then Kansas, $787 million, Nebraska, $625 million, Minnesota, $616 million, North Dakota, $597 million, South Dakota, $497 million, Indiana, $400 million, and Missouri, $391 million. Also, according to this information, corn, soybeans, and wheat are expected to make up 80% of the total estimated payments, or about $7.9 billion. Now that number increases to 98%, or about $9.7 billion, when including cotton, rice, sorghum, barley, oats, and peanuts. National crop distribution for corn is projected to be $3.829 billion, soybeans $2.553 billion, and wheat $1.532 billion. I mentioned a lot of numbers, but I thought you'd like to know where some of the money went in the American Relief Act recently passed by Congress and these market relief payments. On the ag calendar, Synergy Ag Systems holding a planting and crop clinic at the Hersher Legion Community Center Wednesday, January 15th. It starts at 8:30 in the morning. For more information and to register, you need to give them a call or check their website, synergyagsystems.com. And Wednesday the 15th is also the deadline for you to submit an application for the Illinois Department of Ag's Fall Covers for Spring Savings Program. I'm Mike Perrine.